Hello everybody and welcome to episode 22 of Tibble Nibbles, where we went to Plaquemine Lock in Islington. This is a new restaurant that has just opened. It's on soft launch at the moment. It is the latest project from Bocca di Lupo's Jacob Kennedy, and rather than being Italian, it is sort of Cajun Creole cuisine, which is very interesting. So the soft launch was 50% off, which was great, and we booked one table for four people, and then we found out that I had a few more friends who wanted to come, so we booked another table. They told us that the restaurant area was full, but we could have a table in the bar area, and that was just as good. So we were a little bit surprised when we got there. The pub itself is fairly small. The restaurant area is literally a section of the bar area where they have normal tables and normal chairs, and then in the rest of the bar they have a counter that goes sort of along the walls. And they also have these tables, which you sort of need to see on the website in order to understand. But they're almost like clover leaf tables, and they have an extra bit on the top for them to put your food. Now, there was four of us at these tables, and unfortunately, they weren't as good as the regular tables. They're very small. You need to be very friendly with the people that you're with, because you are going to be rubbing legs with them. And the surface area of the table was significantly smaller. So if you're on a soft launch and you're ordering lots of things and you want to try them, it was very much a case of us having to juggle what we had, eating quickly and amalgamating things so that they could take things away as they brought more things along. The menu is very interesting. There are lots of things on there that we wanted to try. So what I wound up doing was splitting them with a friend of mine. What we wound up doing is it starts off with what they called snackatizers, which I guess is a combination of snacks and appetizers. I think they are going to be concentrating on the food, but it's very much a bar layout. You order at the bar, which can get a little bit crowded, particularly for about half an hour or so. When we were there, it was sort of three deep at the bar, and it took quite a long time to get our orders in. So they have 11 options on the snackatizers. So they have boudin balls with homemade Creole mustard, smoked pork boudin, again with Creole mustard and pickles, crawfish pies, cracklins, fried okra, mixed crab cakes, artichoke leaves, pickled green beans, pickled okra, spiced pecans, pickled quail's eggs. Between two of us, we decided we would start with four snackatizers. So we had the boudin balls, we had the crawfish pie, we had the cracklins, and we had the crab cakes. And I think this really set the tone for the rest of the meal. We thought that some of them were really good, some of them were okay, and one of them was nice, but definitely not worth the money. So I think most of the things on the menu for the snackatizers is £6. There are a few things that are cheaper. I think the fried okra, I think, is a fiver. The mini crab cakes that are on there are much more expensive, so they're £12 for three. So we wound up ordering four different things. We ordered boudin balls, which were basically like deep-fried balls filled with pork with a mustard dip, which was really nice. That was one of my favourites. The crawfish pie was nice. It was almost like an empanada or a mini Cornish pasty. That was sort of in the middle. The mini crab cakes were really lovely, but £12 for three small crab cakes was a lot of money. To be fair, though, when you bit into it, and again, you can have a look at the picture on the website, you can see that there's almost no binder in there. It's pretty much pure crab meat into those crab cakes, which is really good. The last one that we had, which was nice, but definitely not worth the money, were the cracklins. So the cracklins were basically very juicy pork scratchings, a little bit spicy. Some of them had a bit of meat on them, so I think it almost looked like the top layer of pork belly with some meat sometimes on them. But you didn't get very many. You got a very small bag. If you imagine you ordered a bag of pork scratchings in a pub, it was pretty much that size. I actually felt a little bit cheated paying £3 for those to pay £6. They have them in a heater and they're sealed. Had they bought them out, I'd have had no compunction to sending it back. They were not value for money at all. They tasted nice, but £6 for, you know, a few bits of cracklins was not right. I mean, even in the most Mark Gastro Pub, you know, you very rarely pay more than £3 for some pork scratchings. So that wasn't great. Having said that, I think the crab cakes were very nice. I'm not sure that they were worth £12. The boudin balls definitely were worth £6. I thought the crawfish pie might have been worth £6, but that was quite a lot of money. I do allow for the fact that it's in a very, very nice area of Islington, and the people there that are probably going to be eating here as a regular place to eat will have significantly more money than me. So it may well be that it's priced right. I don't know, but I certainly would be thinking twice about ordering some of these things again. For the table, other things that I got to try, the artichoke leaves with the hollandaise was nice. You got an awful lot of artichoke leaves for that. I'm not a huge fan of them personally, but for £6 I thought they were pretty good. And the other thing, we accidentally got a bag of spiced pecans rather than cracklings, so we'd sort of opened them and someone had tried one before they went, oh, hang on, these aren't cracklings. And so we took those back and he said that they weren't very good at all. Just bear in mind with that. I think that's the theme that runs through this restaurant. There are some things that are really, really good and other things that don't really deliver. So the next thing we ordered, we wound up ordering a po' boy to share. So we shared the fried oyster and bacon po' boy. So that was £16 for a po' boy. So that was some French bread, and inside were two slices of very nice thick cut bacon, mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato, and very, very, very few oysters. I think in the half that I cut, I think I had two very small pieces of oyster, maybe the size of a twopence piece, maybe not even that big. I think my friend had about the same. So a miserly portion. I've never been to New Orleans. I would love to go, but having seen pictures from my friends who have been, and I've seen pictures from cooking shows where they've been, and you've got a po' boy that's overflowing with, you know, really nice breaded deep fried oysters, this was definitely not that. So with a po' boy's value for money, absolutely not, and I wouldn't have that again unless I could guarantee that there was at least two or three times the amount of oysters going in there. So after the po' boy, we had the dark roux gumbo, which is chicken, andouille, sausage, shrimp and okra, and that was £6 for a cup and £15 for a bowl. Now, we had the bowl, and it was a good size, and this, I think, was probably my favourite thing I had. I thought it was fantastic. I've had gumbo in a few places in London. I really like the one in Blue's Kitchen that they do at lunchtimes, and I thought this one, incredibly flavourful, very rich. The chicken was really well cooked. The andouille sausage was excellent. The shrimps and the okra were really nice. I think £15 for a bowl, you didn't get a huge amount. I don't think you could have it as a main course. You'd want to have, you know, either really fill up on the snackatizers, or you would probably need to go and have something else as well to sort of to go in with it. So that was really nice, definitely worth having. I would probably go next time to have a cup, which is £6, and I think to have that along with something else would go really well. A few of my other friends had it as well, and they really, really enjoyed it. Other things we also had was we shared a grey mullet, which we had deep fried that came with coleslaw. The coleslaw was lovely. I thought the grey mullet was absolutely fantastic. The breading on the outside was really delicious. The fish was really well cooked, and generally all round, that was a really nice thing. The grey mullet there was £12. And then last but not least, we also shared between us the stuffed crawfish bisque on rice. Now, that was stuffed crawfish heads and then some crawfish tails on top of a bisque, sort of a fairly thick bisque sauce on top of some white rice. And that was really nice as well. I thought the flavours were excellent. It was strong and definitely decidedly seafood and fishy, in the way that if you're someone who likes sucking the head out of prawns when you get whole prawns in something, this is definitely the dish for you. You get that real sort of intense sweet salty flavor in the crawfish. The bisque was really nice. The rice was really well cooked, and I was really impressed with that. Unfortunately, I didn't get to try, and I really wanted to, the desserts. The desserts look really impressive, particularly the strawberry pie, which comes chilled ponchatoula style, with or without cream. That looked amazing, and if I had any room left at the end, I'd have definitely had one of those. That looked really, really good. So the food was 50% off. Bear in mind, the soft launch is going until the 30th of April, so I'm recording this on Saturday night, so it's on for one more night, so you do still have an opportunity to go. And then the other thing we had was cocktails. So the cocktails, all the drinks were 30% off. So the cocktails normally are £9, at the moment they're £7.50. Do be careful and check your bill, because when I went up to the bar to order some more cocktails, I got charged the full £9 rather than the £7.50, and I had to get that rectified afterwards when I noticed. So just make sure you double check your bill when it arrives. The main things that we had and I tried, so I had a Creole Bloody Mary, which I really liked. I'm a bit sort of love-hate with Bloody Marys. I think if they're done really well, I really like them. If not, then I just don't like them at all. This one was really quite spicy, which I liked. The tomato juice was nice. It was just the right side of the thick side of thin. I don't like them if they're too watery. So that was really nice. I drank that. I think one of those was enough for me. Not so much from the amount of alcohol point of view. I thought the alcohol flavour in that was very mild, but just from a spicy richness point of view. I also got to have a sip of the Pear 75, which was really nice. It's their version of the classic French 75. I thought that was very nice. I was quite impressed with that. Very delicate. And it's obviously something completely different from the Creole Bloody Mary. My favourite one was the Hurricane. So that's two different types of rum, passion fruit, grenadine, lime and orange. I mean, this is the classic New Orleans cocktail. I really like them. I love fruity cocktails. This was very fruity, but you had a proper rum punch in that. That was really good. And then the other thing that my friends tried was the Sazerac. That one, I carried it back from the bar and nearly passed out. It smelled incredibly strong. So I didn't try that because I didn't think that would probably be the flavour for me. But the people that did try it, generally they had two because they really liked it. So I think that's quite a big positive in their direction. The other thing that was quite surprising here is that the soft drinks are actually a reasonable price. Coke Diet Coke Lemonade is £2. Which I thought was a really good deal, actually, compared to, you know, a lot of places. I think I went to one place recently where a small bottle of Coke was like £4.50. That I was really impressed with because it seems so often that the soft drinks are where they really gouge you. In summary, did I like it? Actually, I did. I thought the place itself was really nice. It's very much, don't think that you're going to a restaurant. It's much more, the style of it is really... a pub that does food, and I would recommend booking so you get one of the proper tables rather than the smaller bar tables that we got stuck at those smaller tables. It's also a challenge that the stools that they have are too low, so the table is actually at, you know, pretty much at nipple height if you're sat on them, which also makes the eating quite challenging. And whilst you're sat there, where they store the food is another sort of 15 or 20 centimetres above the table height, so you're really reaching up. And the number of times people at our table just threw things on themselves or tipped things over or lots of other things just because we were crowding things on the plate and it was difficult reaching for things. So if you do want to sit down and have dinner, make sure you get one of the proper restaurant tables. I spoke to my friend who arrived earlier than me and got to sit at the tables, and they were fine. They were perfectly comfortable. So just be aware of that. Would I go back at full price? I probably would. Having said that, it's very expensive. I don't imagine that you're going to see much change out of sort of probably 50 or 60 quid if you're hungry. So just bear that in mind. But aside from that, some of the food I liked, some of it I didn't like. I thought it was pretty hit and miss. The service in general was good. Ordering at the bar was a little bit chaotic because the people who were taking the food orders were also doing the drinks orders, and they spent a lot of time making cocktails. So the wait at the bar was sluggish at times, but the service of the food once it came out was actually really good. And the staff there were quite nice as well. So there's my review of the Plaquemine Lock in Islington. If you got to go at the soft launch, or if you have any opinions of the place, please let me know. You can email me tibblenibbles@gmail.com. That's TIBBLENIBBLES @gmail.com. Or you can tweet me @tibblenibbles. Or you can go to www.tibblenibbles.com, which has got the photographs of the evening and also has a comments box where you can leave any comments that you fancy leaving. So thank you very much for listening to this. I will be back tomorrow. I'm going to have Sunday lunch at Temper, which I'm quite excited about.